Yes, we can pretty much do anything on glass. We come to site and measure to make sure that the product's going to fit. It's all Australian made. We can basically print anything on the glass that you have a decent photo of.
Well, that's the thing that caught my eye. As you say, you've got sporting logos, splashbacks in kitchens, in bar areas, and some which have, in fact, got logos like racing clubs. I'm not sure if they're involved with the Ballarat Trotting Club, which you are, but the different array of variety. Just give us an example of some of these that perhaps you're more proud of that have taken pride of place in either residences or businesses.
Yeah, okay. We have done some photos that have gone into kitchens. One of them that comes to mind is a lavender field. Lady had taken a particular photo that she wanted printed on the splashback, and that came up extremely well. Being involved with the Ballarat Trotting Club, we've done our logo, which is our theme that we're trying to print throughout the club, and we've done that on the splashback that's in the bar area in the committee room. So there's some of our product in there too.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the different photos on the gallery on your website, and as you say, these are things now more so than just bathrooms, but hotel lobbies. You've even put them inside lifts, the elevators and so on. So it's quite a clever way of utilising the glass splashbacks into areas to make them quite pleasant to look at and very modern looking. But of course, I guess in just the very basic products too, you're still very busy there?
Yes, we are. Unfortunately, a lot of people have been at home lately and looking at their old kitchens, and they've been renewing them with glass over the top of tiles and timber. We can basically put them straight over the top of an existing product, and they come up quite good. Gives your kitchen area, etc., a new look very quickly.
And is this something we're seeing more of versus tiles? I know on your website I'm actually reading an article. You've got quite a lot of information on the Deco Glaze website, but are people now doing this more so than tiles?
Yes, it's a lot easier to keep clean. You don't have the product, the issue with the grout product. Very easy to keep clean. Just use a good quality glass cleaner on it and comes up very well. And yes, a lot of people are using it now.
Well, the Deco Glaze website is full of information, and you're based in Ballarat, of course. We'll talk about Ballarat Trotting Club in just a moment, but that's where you're based. People can view everything, of course, online, but you're still open for business there in Ballarat?
Yes, we are. I'm based in Ballarat, and we cover all of central Victoria, and our installer, Craig, does go into Melbourne too.
Terrific. We're chatting to Rob Martin, Deco Glaze, a sponsor of the Ballarat Trotting Club. Of course, Rob is also the vice president of the Ballarat Trotting Club, so certainly appreciate his support of the club as well from that Deco Glaze sponsorship. How do you think things are faring for Ballarat Trotting Club at the moment in challenging times, Rob?
Yes, the racing product is still carrying on with the regional racing, obviously, as per everyone's area, and it hasn't opened up a little bit in the last week or so. We've been struggling to get fields, which we do sometimes, but apart from that, we've kept all our staff on, all our track staff. Obviously, we've had to close our tabaret because of the restrictions at present. But yes, all the track staff are still there, and all the administration staff are working, maybe not quite as long as what they were, but yeah, they're still working anyway.
And we spoke to Paul Rouse just to mention to our listeners who are listening on 13:14 a.m. in Ballarat that the Flying Horse Bistro in recent weeks had begun a takeaway and delivery service to provide a bit of a revenue stream there, and that's going okay, I believe.
Yes, it's getting quite good patronage. People can order online by the phone, etc. And yes, there's a menu there that lends itself to takeaway food, so been going quite well, and keeping that staff employed, obviously.
Rob, not sure when it'll be, when the committee like yourself will be on track at Ballarat for occasions and enjoying a glass or two and entertaining clients. For now, though, we're wrapped that the industry continues, that there are meetings going on, and we just want to say thank you to your support with the company of Deco Glaze on board at Ballarat, and people can look at the Deco Glaze website. So much information there, and I learned a lot just having a look myself before we had this chat on air about the vast array of products and those terrific logos and designs that people have now putting onto those splashbacks to make them, well, works of art. Works of art in kitchens or in showers or in bathrooms. Very impressive indeed. Hey, Rob, thanks for taking the call. All the best. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Rob Martin from Deco Glaze in Ballarat. Have a look at the website. They have got some amazing products, and they are a key sponsor of the Ballarat Trotting Club. We thank them for their support of harness racing in country Victoria.